satisfied. Standing here.
John Mayall from the disc Along for the Ride. That one came out in 2001.
And it was Mayall's rendition of So Many Roads, Buddy Whittington, by the way, doing that stellar lead guitar work. And Otis Rush was a guest vocalist on that track. Otis, of course, had recorded that tune, So Many Roads, at least once or twice. It was one of his better-known pieces as far as recordings were concerned. John Mayall, of course, often referred to as the father of British blues. Mayall opening up the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Mayall, of course, and a lot of the British blues rockers in the 60s introduced a whole generation of young white kids to American music, American blues, and got a lot of people focused on the original blues artists, of course. Once you heard some of these guys, you wanted to go back and hear Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, and a number of others. We're going to turn now to a gentleman that was in John Mayall's Blues Breakers back in 65 and 66. We're talking about Eric Clapton. From his disc Unplugged, here's Clapton with a rendition of the old Bessie Smith classic, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Lord above have mercy. Save poor Bob if you please. Standing at the crossroad, I tried to flag a ride. Standing at the crossroad, I tried to flag a ride. Nobody seemed to know me. Everybody passed me by.
Peter Green on guitar and vocals. Buddy Guy is a special guest also on guitar. Peter Green and Buddy doing a rendition of the old Robert Johnson tune, Crossroad Blues. Peter Green, of course, one of the founding members of the band Fleetwood Mac, and also the gentleman that replaced Eric Clapton in John Mayall's Blues Breakers back in 1966. Before hearing Peter Green, we heard Eric Clapton. We heard Eric from 1992 in his disc Unplugged. Again, he did a rendition of the Bessie Smith classic, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Both Peter Green and Eric Clapton, of course, guitarists that influenced a lot of young blues fanatics to be. Back in the 1960s and on into the early 70s, they brought back to the United States a lot of interest in American blues. And same could be said to some degree for this next gentleman. He was the one that replaced Eric Clapton in 1965 when Clapton left the band The Yardbirds. This guy took the major guitar chair. We're talking about Jeff Beck. Here he is, and his number called New York City Blues.
Yes, you do. Well, if you've ever been to New York City, you know what I'm talking about. They got such pretty little girls in that big town. Jump around and shout. I met a little girl there. She was about 5'8". I said, I want you to love me. She said, wow, man, that'd be great. So I got long hair, but she took me back to see her pad. By
heard about my baby, how I love her, you just don't know. Just don't know. Lord, it hurt me so bad when I heard she had to go. But I let her down.
Late Irish blues rocker Gary Moore. Gary Moore with a cover of Have You Heard About My Baby, an old John Mayall piece. Before we heard Gary Moore, we heard Jeff Beck here on KRVS doing a tune entitled New York City Blues. And you're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we turn now to the concert calendar. Tonight, Dash Riprock, as well as the band The Roebucks, will be at Artmosphere. Modern Jazz Movement plays Blue Dog Cafe. Cop and Keep Acoustic will be at Backstage Bar. There's Bob Marley and Beach Boys Hoot Night tonight at Blue Moon Saloon. Also this evening, Walter Jr. plays E. Monelli. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Jambalaya plays Randall's this evening. Coco Dree will be at Roberts in St. Martinville tonight. Jim Voorhees and the All-Nighters play Posadas. Nights and Nights will be at Bisbano's this evening. Kurt Boudreau plays Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. Dan DeSandro Trio will be at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch this evening. And Johnny No plays the Wild Salmon. Tomorrow morning, Joe Hall and Louisiana Cane Cutters play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. And tomorrow evening, Vagabond Swing, the Malfacteurs, as well as Il Denier will be at Artmosphere. The Zigzag Wanderers play Bisbano's tomorrow night. And it's the Bluesberry Festival tomorrow, featuring Henry Gray and the Cats, A.J. Primo, and Little Freddie King. All that going on at Blue Moon Saloon. Also tomorrow night, Kylie Fry and Jared Reed will be at Blue Dog Cafe. BBC plays Bob's Pub. The Fort Pauls appear at Backstage Bar. And Rockin' Hawk, as well as Vagabond Swing, will be at the Feed and Seed. And Little Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers play El Cidos. Major Handy will be at Posadas. The Louisiana Road Trip Band, as well as Troy Lejeune and the Cajun Review, will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice. On Sunday, Al Berard and friends play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also Sunday, Gino Dalafoss is at Whiskey River. Anya and Richard Burgess, as well as Hoagie Siebert, play for a square dance at Nunu's in Arneville Sunday afternoon. Zydeco Ray will be at Randall's on Sunday. And also Sunday afternoon, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys play for a Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, as well as at Oasis Sports Bar and Backstage Bar. And Tuesday is Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesdays, there's Cajun Jam just about every Wednesday evening at Blue Moon Saloon. Thursday evenings, David Egan plays at Charlie G's. Playing for us now, Otis Rush. We're going to listen to a number that back in 66, Mayall's Blues Breakers covered with Clapton on guitar, but we're going to go back to the original in 1958. We actually have a couple of Cobra Records recordings done in 58. Cobra Records surfaced in, I think it was 56 they started out, Eli Toscano's records label. And Willie Dixon produced the sessions, as he did the one that created this one. Very interesting tune, one written by Otis Rush. And sort of it's a half rumba, half rocker. Here's Otis Rush with the original All Your Love I Miss Loving. Buddy Guy, recorded for Cobra Records back in 1958. Buddy Guy with Try to Quit You, Baby. Buddy was preceded by a fellow Cobra Records recording artist. We heard Otis Rush from the same year with his classic All Your Love, I Miss Loving. Both these sessions produced by Willie Dixon. And basically, Cobra gave the gave starts to the careers of Otis Rush, Buddy Guy, Magic Sam, and some others, and defined sort of a new cutting-edge style of Chicago blues, much more electric guitar-oriented, less slide playing, that sort of thing. West Side sound of Chicago blues. Next year on KRVS, let's go back to the south side of Chicago. We're going to move on up to 1971 and listen to Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers.
Won't you tell me, baby, I swear I don't wanna go. All right, it's all right. My style.
chased you all over town. Still you went and you put me down. Easy, 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 baby. Slow and easy is my style.
Eddie Clearwater from his disc Reservation Blues. That one came out in the year 2000. Eddie Clearwater with Easy Is My Style. Eddie originally from Mississippi. His real name was Harrington, Edward Harrington. He took the name Clearwater as opposed to some Muddy Waters when Eddie was up in Chicago back in the 1950s. He's lived there since that time. As from Chicago was Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. The late Hound Dog Taylor did a number for us called It's All Right. That one recorded back in 1971. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Music now from Muddy Waters. We're going to go back to one that really helped launch his career in Chicago. He recorded this one in April of 1948, a real, very Delta-fied tune. Lots of classic Delta slide guitar, but amplified, so it definitely caught the attention of a lot of blues fans in Chicago. A lot of them had emigrated from the South, so they were very familiar, in some cases maybe homesick for the sound of classic Mississippi blues. Here's Muddy Waters from 1948 with I Can't Be Satisfied.
Back no more. on south, child, don't you walk, oh, woman, I'm trouble, I be all ruined mine. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble, I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little babe, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all ruined mine. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on dying.
Like a hammer, and my eyes gets a full of tears. I let my heart get to beating like a hammer, and my eyes gets a full of tears. You only been gone 24 hours, but it seemed like a million years. And as if I ever mistreat you, God knows I don't mean no harm. And as if I ever mistreat you, God knows I don't mean no harm. Because I ain't nothing but a little country boy, and I'm right down over the cotton farm. Honest, I don't believe you think I'm nothing. You don't believe I'm think I'm nothing but a clown. Honest, I don't believe you think I'm nothing. You don't think I'm nothing but a little clown. Now I was looking for you last night, and you were way on the other side of town. Play it for me, y'all know how I feel, didn't you? Hanging around. Although I know you love me, and that's the reason I keep on hanging around. Now, but no sooner I get me some money, I'm gonna leave your bad luck town.
From 1941, that was the original Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp and vocals. John Lee Williamson was his real name. He was from Tennessee, and he had Big Bill Brunzi on guitar with him on that particular track, a number called A Million Year Blues. Before hearing Sonny Boy Williamson, we heard Muddy Waters. We heard Muddy doing I Can't Be Satisfied, a number that really was a shot in the arm for his blues career back in 1948. It opened up a lot of venues for him. A lot of people heard that tune, were impressed, and he got a lot of local jobs in Chicago performing in various clubs. Next here on KRVS, let's turn to Alec Miller, better known as Sonny Boy Williamson II. He appropriated the name, supposedly at the suggestion of an employer that was funding his program in Helena, Arkansas, on KFFA in the early 1940s. Real name Alex Miller, or Rice Miller as they called him. Here he is from 1951 doing a number called Pontiac Blues.
She said, I like my big daddy, but I'm crazy about his Pontiac. We gon' drive out on the highway, turn the bright lights off. Oh, driving on the highway, and cut the bright lights off. We gon' turn the radio on and get music from up the north. Yeah. Yes, I found out what my baby likes. That's a whole lot of loving, and that's pretty funny. My closest friend. Blues and trouble, they have been my closest friend. And when my blues leave me, my trouble have just begun. Blues and trouble, they would walk in side by side. Blues and trouble, they are walking side by side. I had the downright blues, and I could not be satisfied.
trouble. They was glad to shake my hand. Blues and trouble, they was glad to shake my hand. And you know I didn't have a dollar, and my woman had another man. I tried to be happy, I tried to keep a solid mind. I tried to be happy, I tried to keep a solid mind. Yes, but the blues and trouble, they rise me all the time.
Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar and vocals, along with Louis Myers, also on guitar, Dave Myers on bass, Fred Below on drums. Recorded in 1970, these were the first sessions that Robert Jr. Lockwood actually recorded as a group leader, which is surprising as he'd been around for quite a while. A number called Blues in Trouble. Lockwood had been a contemporary of Robert Johnson back in the 1930s, mentored also by Johnson. And he was also a friend of Sonny Boy Williamson II, whom we heard just before hearing Lockwood himself. We heard Sonny Boy II from 1951 doing a number called Pontiac Blues. And some musicologists say that that song was probably inspired by Robert Jr. Lockwood's Pontiac that Sonny Boy and Robert Jr. used to travel around Mississippi, Arkansas, and the surrounding areas in. They played a lot, both on the radio and in various venues. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And we also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who support us with annual contributions. Those of you who may not yet be on the team, please consider joining. We do need your help to keep these programs going. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. William Clark to take us on up to news time with NPR. Little number called Blowing the Family Jewels.